to talk about haunted Racine. Rory Graves is here in just a moment. Right now, it's exactly 7 o'clock. Let's check news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
And WZTI Greenfield.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. New revelations about President Trump's plans for Venezuela. He confirms he's given the green light for the CIA to begin operations inside the country following a series of U.S. strikes on what the president says were drug smuggling boats headed for the U.S. CBS's Christopher Cruz from Washington.
What will the military and intelligence operations and the president's threats lead to? Dan Herman at the Center for American Progress.
The administration seems to be tiptoeing closer and closer to some sort of expanded undeclared war.
Trump justifies his unilateral actions by claiming that Venezuela allows criminals and drugs to flow into the U.S. But Herman says an American president needs congressional approval before taking lethal action against a country or its leaders.
On this 16th day of a government shutdown, many employees are worried about their jobs and how they'll pay their bills. Others now taken care of. CBS's Naomi Ruckum.
President Trump has ordered the Pentagon to pay service members, likely using unspent Defense Department funds.
We got the people that we want paid.
FBI Director Kash Patel says FBI agents will also be paid during the shutdown, though he didn't say where the funds will come from.
The administration is making changes at the IRS so the agency can go after left-leaning groups more easily. Correspondent Michael Wallace.
Sources tell the Wall Street Journal the administration will replace the chief of the IRS's criminal division and install Trump allies who will launch politically motivated investigations. One senior IRS official says there's already a list of potential targets, including major Democratic donors like George Soros and groups the president thinks are funding and creating anarchy in Democratic-led cities.
Johnson & Johnson's being sued in the UK over allegations it sold contaminated baby powder there. CBS's Vicky Barker's in London.
The class action lawsuit alleges that Johnson & Johnson knew as early as the 1960s that its talcum powder contained minerals classified as asbestos. Siobhan Ryan is convinced that's what caused her ovarian cancer.
How monstrous is it that you continue to market it and make profit out of this?
Johnson & Johnson denies the allegations.
Are you going all out for the 31st?
Halloween is not just for kids. A new survey from candy maker Ferrero finds 62% of adults say the horror-filled holiday is also for them. In fact, 47% of adults in the study said Halloween is their favorite holiday. The National Retail Federation says Americans plan to spend a record $13.1 billion this spooky season.
CBS's Jesse Mitchell. NASDAQ futures up 122. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Flight for Life was called in for a crash in Racine last night. At around 10:30, emergency crews were called to a motorcycle accident on Washington Avenue near 14th. Initial reports are that the rider wasn't breathing when rescue teams arrived and that CPR was being performed. Police are still investigating what led up to the crash. We're working on learning more about the status of the driver. A Racine man accused in a 2024 shooting is finally behind bars. Police say 36-year-old George Mitchell was taken into custody this week on charges that he shot a man during a fight inside an apartment on Roosevelt Avenue in April of last year. Court records show Mitchell, a convicted felon, wasn't even supposed to have a gun. Investigators say video from the building shows him pulling a gun and firing once, hitting the victim in the chest. He faces multiple felony charges and could spend years in prison if convicted. Kenosha County is making it easier for homeowners to protect their property from fraud. The Register of Deeds office has rolled out an improved land notification system that sends alerts when documents are recorded in your name or tied to your property. The Register of Deeds says they're trying to fight fake paperwork and notary scams. The updated system lets users sign up for text messages or emails if anything suspicious is found. Federal agents started tracking a Kenosha man after someone reported his TikTok posts threatening law enforcement. Court records say 38-year-old Andrew Stanton allegedly encouraged people to shoot at ICE agents. Investigators say a tip sent to the Wisconsin Statewide Intelligence Center started the case in late August. TikTok then gave subscriber records to federal officials, helping them trace the videos back to Stanton. He now faces a federal charge for threatening U.S. officials, and he does remain in custody. And Brewers pregame takes over the traditional WRJN airwaves at 4:30 today. First pitch in Game 3 against the Dodgers is at 5:08. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Game 3 for the Brewers and Dodgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers and Dodgers battling to advance to the World Series next week, continuing tonight in Los Angeles. Second baseman Bryce Terang on Milwaukee being down 2-0.
We know where we're at and we know what we got to do, and I trust these guys in the locker room to figure it out. And we got a good group of guys and we've fought all year, so I think heading to LA, I mean, we know what we got to do.
How tough have the Dodgers pitchers been? The Brewers, Jake Bowers.
Yeah, I mean, these guys are dialed in right now. Seems like you can go an entire game without seeing a pitch over the heart of the plate, so obviously it's tough. But that being said, we got to take it upon ourselves to try and do something to disrupt their timing and get them a little bit more uncomfortable on the mound.
Football, the Wisconsin Badgers are 2-4, and it doesn't get any easier. They host Ohio State, the number one ranked team in the nation, kickoff at 2:30 Saturday in Madison. The Packers are in Arizona on Sunday against the Cardinals at 3:25. With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
It's the time of year when warm summer days make way for cool autumn nights. But once those leaves start to fall, the temperatures really start falling too. So phone Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine today to take advantage of their incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special. And let the pros at Building Waters make sure that your furnace is in tip-top shape for the cold winter months ahead. They're your one-stop shop at 262-989-1001 or online at buildingwaters.com.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly sunny skies today with highs in the low to mid-60s. For tonight, a few isolated showers, mainly late, otherwise mostly cloudy with lows in the upper 50s. A stray shower possible on Friday, otherwise mostly cloudy and mild with highs in the low 70s. Right now, it's 51.
If you don't have children, none of this should make sense. Like, even the concept of a Saturday night, when you don't have kids, you're like, Saturday! And when you're a parent, you're like, who can we pay to come to this house? Watch this child. And your standards drop so dramatically. Initially, you're like, they should have a PhD. And then you're like, well, how long were they in jail? Murder, it wasn't children, right? Any parent will tell you that, like, having children has enriched their lives. It's exposed them to things they never thought they'd do. Like, kids just, you end up doing things you never thought you'd do. Like, for me, going outside. You ever go outside with real little kids? You don't even know what to do with them. You're like, well, I normally just drink out here. Who wants to play a game of nap?
Welcome Rory Graves from the, she's an author who wrote the book Haunted Racine, an award-winning author, because at the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association Awards back in May, amongst, what, how many hundreds of stations in the state of Wisconsin, radio stations, this show won first place for an interview, and it was your interview you made with us last year.
I am just floored that that won first place.
Now, it's not like an Academy Award where you're going to get that role based on it.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I showed it to you. It's in the lobby. First place interview, Rory Graves, Haunted Racine. That's pretty good.
Yeah, I'm pretty proud of that.
Because you think about all the radio stations that entered, and they said, oh, we got to get her to get the award next year. Anyway, so the book is Haunted Racine. The cover alone is spooky. Now, tell us what's on the cover, then I'll tell you why I'm bringing that up.
So on the cover is Winslow Elementary School, which used to be known as the Third Ward School. It's near the lake. And Winslow Elementary is rumored to be haunted because most of the building was built over an old graveyard, Racine's first graveyard.
Is it really?
Yep. They just called it the Old Cemetery.
Well, that's creepy.
I know, right?
Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say, one of the biggest issues with that build was the fact that they had to exhume the bodies. And when they did, it's evident that they never got all of them because they still found bones in the schoolyard.
Now, did the kids find them?
The kids found them during recess.
What years are we talking about?
Probably the, I believe, 1880s, 1890s most of the...
Imagine a kid coming to show and tell, hey, I found this in the front yard. It's a big femur bone. I mean...
Yeah, I...
a femur, yeah. The... Now, I pass that every morning on the way in. It's on 14th Street, right? If you see, if you pass St. Luke's, it's right after that when you're heading toward west. You'll see it there. And every morning I look. I pass it every morning for years. I never thought much about it. And now I look for that light. Now, that light was not on when you took the picture.
No, that was added in post.
Yeah, but I still look for it every morning to see if that's on there. So kids were finding femur bones and everything. Just in that alley. That's like the movie Poltergeist.
Yeah, that's exactly what it reminds me of.
You moved the tombstones, but you didn't remove the bodies. Yeah.
And that's super common in a lot of old historic cemetery sites where they never got to all of the bodies.
Now, I just went to, about a week ago, I went to a speaking thing in Union Grove. They had a thing on the Pioneer Cemetery, which was at the Bong Recreation Center, where it is, Bobong is now.
Oh, wow.
And they... before they can build the runways and everything, it was supposed to be a big Air Force base. It never happened, though. Mm-hmm. Before they had to remove this cemetery. Now, this cemetery was built in the mid-1800s. Wow. Because locals that lived there, they didn't ship the bodies out 20 miles. They died, you buried right there in between the farms. And so they had to move these bodies. And there were, I think, 19 or 20 of them, something like that. And they had to find homes for these bodies. You can just dump them. So they had to dig each one up, and I was talking to the woman who was giving the talk, and I said, now, they didn't have caskets like they do today that are pretty sturdy. These were just wood boxes they put, and there was no embalming. I said, when they dug these up, I mean, they had it just a crumble, and they said they had people do what they hired who were very careful on how they removed these bodies. Most of them were put at Forest Home Cemetery in Milwaukee. They found a spot for them there, but they got to get rid of these bodies. Now, the spot, there's no markers where it was. She mentioned where it was, right off there where the runway is in the bushes. Mm-hmm. But that's kind of creepy, just having to get those bodies out of there.
I can't imagine. And Winslow was just one of the places within a mile. There were two cemeteries. One was right on the bluffs of Lake Michigan. And the same thing happened there where they... well, they didn't actually want to build there, but they needed to exhume the bodies because the cemetery fell into disrepair. Most of them went to Mound Cemetery, but there were still some left behind, and every so often they would just fall into the lake because of lakeside erosion, or the boys at Racine College, you know, elementary, middle school boys, would find those coffins jutting out of the side of the
who built
land.
A cemetery on the bluff where waves can go? Who came up with that idea? Even I know that's not a place to build a it's not a place to build a house, yet a cemetery.
Honestly, I can't imagine how much more land used to be there that isn't anymore, because it had to have been significant for this much erosion to take. Now there's like maybe 10, 15 feet of land and then the lake.
Well, I looked up to see the difference between a coffin and a casket.
Mm-hmm.
Because I hear people say both of them, and somebody said, well, they're not the same thing. From what I understand, the casket is like what we see, the big rectangle boxes. Mm-hmm. But a coffin is shaped more like it comes down like a body.
Yeah.
Where you can actually, and you see them in the Old West. They used to put these people up and, like, open the casket or the coffins and put them on display, these outlaws that were killed. They used to display them. And in the movie Unforgiven with Clint Eastwood, Morgan Freeman is on display after he's killed. And that's what starts Clint Eastwood on his murder spree to get these people who did this to his friend. But, yeah, they put him on display. And I've seen pictures back in the 1800s, early 1900s. If a person in your family died, they used to dress him up. And they used to wire them so they looked alive. And they used to take a family portrait, one more family portrait with the person. And they were dead. But they didn't look dead. Same thing with outlaws. They used to take pictures with them. And they just wired them up so they looked like they were alive. Put them in nice clothes. Kind of gruesome when you think about it. But you see those pictures all the time.
Have you ever heard of Elmer McCurdy?
No. I hope I never. I'm not going to meet this person, am I?
No, okay. I sure hope not. This is not a Racine-based story, but your mention of outlaws reminded me. There actually was a man, Elmer McCurdy, who was a bank robber, and nobody ever claimed his body after he went to the morgue. And so the embalmer embalmed him as he would any other and put him on display in his window for a while. And
that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, he had people pay to see Elmer McCurdy, the big outlaw. He wasn't actually that big of an outlaw. And they would put coins in his mouth to pay their admission.
They used to take bodies and put them in sideshows. Famous, you know, what famous, they would buy their bodies and bring them around like a traveling sideshow.
And funny enough, that's exactly what happened. Two gentlemen came and claimed to be his relatives. And the embalmer let them released the body to them. They were actually part of the circus. So they took his body around to the circuses. And years upon years passed, ownership of this passed. Nobody remembered it was a real body anymore. And he actually ended up being used as a prop in a haunted house. And that's where they discovered him when they were filming the $6 Million Man.
Really?
Yep. They were filming an episode there, and they wanted to move one of the props out of the way, the hanging man. And when they were filming, they tried to move him, and his arm fell off, and they saw ligaments on the inside. And they were like, oh, mannequins don't have muscles on the inside. So the police had to come, and it took a long time to figure out where this body came from because it had moved hands so many times. But it was Elmer McCurdy from the Wild West.
Well, I guess he lived a good life after he died anyway. He's useful life anyway.
Absolutely.
They're robbing banks. Whoa. We're talking to Rory Graves here from Haunted Racine. We've got some Haunted Racine stories to talk about, too, coming up in just a few minutes here, including the Taylor Orphanage, which I just went to about 2 weeks ago. I was there. And they wrote a book about the Taylor Orphanage. It was Under the Tarzan Tree, or the Tarzan Tree, which my wife and I read. And
that's
kind of
a
opened
great
our
book.
Yeah, it opened our eyes to just the treasures in the Racine area.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a bell in front of the Taylor Orphanage now. It's on display. It's the original bell from the original orphanage. That is owned. It's on loan by a good friend of ours who's in here every month, Jim Messier.
Yes, I love Jim. He's fantastic.
He's in here every month, and it said on loan. Notice he didn't donate it. It says on loan, which means when the minute he wants it back, he gets it back. That's a good. Rory Graves with me. More coming up in just a moment at WRJN. But first, we've got Pete with the beat.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The future Mr. Taylor Swift, a.k.a. Travis Kelce, is already feeling the pressure to have kids with his bride-to-be. During a recent appearance on the New Heights podcast, Dwayne Johnson and Jason Kelce, Travis's older brother, encouraged him to become a dad, saying your life changes in a great way. At one point, Johnson joked that he and Jason were putting the voodoo hex on Travis. Kelce popped the question to Swift in August, how great would it be if their kids had Travis's singing voice and Taylor's gridiron talents? More Ed Helms? Yes, please. Deadline.com reports that the office actor has signed on to the new film The Stunt Driver. The story follows Ken Carter, played by Jay Baruchel. Carter was a stuntman who tried to jump over the St. Lawrence River in a rocket-powered vehicle, which at the time was considered the most dangerous stunt ever. Helms plays Dick Keller, an engineer who designs the rocket vehicle. I'm intrigued. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
And the morning show at WRJN brought to you every morning by Marine Credit Union. Chart your course with Marine Credit Union. Proudly supporting the community one step at a time.
Marine Credit Union's passion is to empower this community. In partnership with the Salvation Army, help families experiencing hardship. During this year's Warm Up with Marine Drive, bring in new or gently used coats, boots, gloves, hats, and more. Every donation goes directly to those families who need it most. Help chart the course toward a warmer, brighter winter, one step at a time. Stop by Marine Credit Union today on Green Bay Road, just south of Durand Avenue, to drop off your donations. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
You want something fresh? Lee's Deli's got you covered. Signature subs and chef salads just the way you like them. At Cristiano's, Elite Mini Market, Taylor Mart, and Workforce Development on Taylor Avenue. Or swing by the Washington Avenue shop for all the fixins. Giant party subs, hot wings, classic deli salads. Ordering's a breeze through the Lee's Deli mobile app. Earn points and perks to keep those cravings satisfied. Lee's Deli, serving the people of Racine one meal at a time.
Off the holiday season with a Motown Christmas. Featuring former members of the Miracles and the Contours and the memories of Motown's iconic artists. A Motown Christmas, Wednesday, November 12th at the Riverside Theater, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Tickets available now at PabstTheaterGroup.com or by phone at 414-242-8200. A Motown Christmas presented by BPE Productions.
This is the most beautiful season of the year, but once those leaves start falling and filling up your yard and gutters, things suddenly aren't so pretty anymore. And that's when it's time to call the pros at Getter Done. They're fully insured and family-owned and operated for over 20 years. And they do the work that you hate to do yourself. Tree trimming and removal, fall cleanup, gutter cleaning, you name it. When it's time to get it done, phone Getter Done at 262-220-2555. That's 262-220-2555.
WRJN is more than just radio. Check out WRJN.com for local and state news, fun poll questions, sports schedules, streaming, podcasts, and local event calendars. You can also suggest songs and sign up for our WRJN newsletter, Reaching Racine Beyond the Radio. Online at WRJN.com.
We're talking to Rory Graves, and she wrote the book Haunted Racine. Let's talk about some of the Racine haunts around here. And one of them I brought up only because I was just there a few weeks ago and read the book Under the Tarzan Tree or something like that. It's about the Taylor Orphanage on Taylor Avenue, right off Highway 11. You could see there. The building is still there, most of it anyway. And there's a big plaque, giant concrete
memorial
out front. Yeah. So let's talk about that because there's got to be stories with an orphanage.
Oh, yes. Lots of stories. This is one of the few locations where I actually got to go on a paranormal investigation with a team to the Taylor Home Orphanage Asylum. And that was the Milwaukee Paranormal Investigators. And we went, I want to say it was about 2018, and investigated cottage number 5, which is one of the... I think there's 6 cottages on the property, kind of in a semicircle.
Yeah, these community organizations use them now. Yeah.
And at that time, Evergreen Academy was using it for the lower grades, for elementary. And we went there after dark and did an investigation because a lot of the teachers were hearing things and seeing things occasionally after hours. And... you know, teachers stay late to work on their stuff. So there were a lot of spooky stories they had. Most of them pertaining to the hallway. When you first walk in, you would go to the reception desk, and then directly to the left of the desk is this hallway. And there is nothing extraordinary about it. It's pretty short, but that's where most of the classrooms are off of. And at night, people would... be staying late, and they would see if their classroom door was shut, lights coming from underneath their doors. They would hear people running through the hallways and go out into the hall only to see nobody. But the creepiest one to me is even sometimes at the reception desk, the receptionist would hear kids running through the hallway and laughing, and the sound of all those papers rustling on the wall. You know, kids' artwork, all the things you want to put up on the bulletin boards. But then she'd look over, all the papers were exactly still, and nobody would be there.
That would creep me out. I wouldn't go back in again.
Yeah, I don't think I'd be able to stay after hours, at least.
We had a story yesterday. The thing that creeps people out when they, you know, they're in a home, and noises, things moving, well, you know, the typical things. I put a for sale sign out in front of my house. The first time I saw something like that or heard something like, if I saw a cup and saucer moving across in the air, I wouldn't even stay there overnight. I'd go to the motel down the street, get a room. I don't care how crummy the motel is. It's got to be better than saucers and cups going through the air. I don't know how people put up with that.
Yeah.
Now, I showed you a picture in my bedroom of the ceiling. And one night I'm reading and I look up at the ceiling and I see this shadow. And it's a perfect shadow of a woman. You could see the long hair. You see her face. And it looks like she's looking up and praying or something like that. And my wife saw it, too. I took a couple of pictures. I showed you the picture. Next night, it wasn't there.
Yeah.
And nothing changed in the room. I would say, well, that's a shadow from the curtain. That's not a shadow from the curtain. Look at it up there.
It is crazy.
It spooked me out.
Yeah, it 100% just looks like a person.
And my house is over 100 years old, 120 years old. So I don't know what went on in the house 120 years ago.
That's part of the reason I love doing historic research, is you get to dig on that stuff.
Let's, before we get to the first break here, let's talk about, you said the Taylor home was an asylum as well?
They called it an orphan asylum.
Oof, I don't like that word, asylum.
It's definitely a thing of the past. It was just an orphanage, but that was how they referred to it.
Let's talk about the Racine County, asylum. Now, this was by where Regency Mall is, right?
Yep, right there.
Ugh.
So that was originally the Racine County Asylum for the Insane, as well as its later iteration, High Ridge Hospitals. And when it was the Insane Asylum, we don't know a lot about what happened there. It's one of those things, poor record keeping, things get lost. But we do know that in, I can't recall the year.
I got your book right here.
Yeah, I know, right? I should be referencing it. But we do know that there was a fire and that all of the patients made it out from that fire, which is remarkable. However, the records did not. They also, on the same property, built the Poor Farm, which was definitely something we wouldn't see nowadays, where people who were poor, infirm, sometimes just immigrants, would be sent and they would kind of do labor until they were deemed fit to go back into society and fend for themselves.
And this is where Regency Mall is now.
Huh? Yeah.
Where Woodman's is now, yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. There's finally something there. And between the Poor Farm and the asylum, people would die, and they had a cemetery on premises. And so that cemetery that you can still see to this day, I believe on...
It's just to the right of Target. Rand. Yeah, just to the right of Target, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's the remnants of the cemetery they had.
Yeah, I've been there, and it's not a cemetery with tombstones like you would see. There's a marker there, one marker, and it's a pauper cemetery is what they call it. And it's just one, you know, all these graves, but they're not marked.
Yeah.
And so they can't build anything there because it's, you know, sacred ground. It's a cemetery.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've been there before with my wife. We took a walk through this right by the soccer field, just south of the soccer field there. But you wouldn't know it from the road other than it's a big grassy area that no one's building on.
Exactly.
But it's just to the right of Target and just to the left of, what's it, Pershing Park there? Pritchard Park. Just there. And you can go there. Mm-hmm. It's just one marker that tells you what was there. But whoa.
Yeah, and if you thought two asylums were bad, there was three.
Hold on to the third asylum. Where did I move to? Hold on to the third asylum. We're talking to Rory Graves. He's author of Haunted Racine. I'm getting scared listening to this stuff because I don't know it's not true. I don't believe it, But then I see that thing on my ceiling in my bedroom, and I said, who is that woman? Anyway, so more with Rory coming up in a moment. It's 7:30 on the noggin at WRJN. Let's get a look at our morning news, see what's going on. And once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. School aid is heading in opposite directions for Racine and Kenosha schools next year. According to new numbers from the state, Racine Unified is getting an 11% increase, about $20 million more than last year. Meanwhile, Kenosha's aid is dropping by roughly 9.5%, a 6% decrease. The Department of Public Instruction says shifts in enrollment and property values are behind the changes. Statewide, most school districts will see less aid next school year. A serious crash in Racine late last night left a motorcyclist fighting for their life. It happened on Washington Avenue near 14th at around 10:30. Police and firefighters found the rider with no pulse and started CPR right away. Flight for Life was called in to take them to the hospital. We're working on learning more. They're pushing back against federal immigration crackdowns just across the state line. The Lake County Board just across the border voted this week to ban ICE and Border Patrol from using county property for immigration enforcement. That means no parking lots, garages, or vacant land for their operations. Leaders say recent federal arrests have unnerved communities, especially after a dramatic incident in Waukegan last week. Signs and barriers are going up to warn agents and restrict access. County officials say the move sends a message, but it does not block agents from coming onto public property if they need to. And Brewers pregame takes over at 4:30 today. First pitch in the NLCS Game 3 against the Dodgers is at 5:08. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Farmers for Free Trade RV rolled across to Wisconsin yesterday, gathering stories for Washington, D.C. from farmers impacted by tariffs. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Thursday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. What are they hearing? We're going to share that with you next.
Farming has no set hours, no weekends off. The work can feel endless, but wrapping up that last acre makes it all worth it. At Rank Seed, we get it. We know the pain and joy of farming because our family's been doing it since 1846. Our seed will work as hard as you do. We think you'll crack a smile when the combine rolls. Rank Seed. Results since 1846.
Brian Keel is the executive director of the Farmers for Free Trade Movement, and he was in Westby, Wisconsin yesterday. The goal of their caravan is to gather stories from the heartland that they'll be sharing in Washington, D.C.
Well, as we've been traveling and as we've traveled through Wisconsin, we're talking with farmers and we're listening, and we're hearing the same story everywhere we go, which is that farmers are having a hard time right now, that input costs, whether that's fertilizer or tractor parts or farm chemicals, they're more expensive than they used to be. Part of that's because we're putting tariffs on stuff coming into our country, we're putting a tax on it, and that's raising our prices. And then commodity prices are low. We're having a hard time selling our soybeans and our corn, and farmers are really getting squeezed in the middle of that.
Brian Keel, executive director of the Farmers for Free Trade Movement in Wisconsin yesterday. Their RV will travel approximately 2,500 miles, started in Nebraska, will end in Washington, D.C. with an event featuring the Motorcade RV and participating members of Congress. Markets are next.
They say that good things come in threes, and now Pivot Bio Proven G3 is proving it. The first proven product with three modes of action is now available to feed more nitrogen, boost nutrient uptake, and amplify yield potential. Proven G3 locks in at the roots to deliver steady nutrition when and where your corn needs it most. Lock in and learn more at pivotbio.com/provenG3.
On Wednesday, the barrel cheese went up 3 cents to 174. 40-pound block cheese was unchanged. AA butter up three at 167 a pound. The November Class 3 milk that goes into cheese this morning's up a nickel at 1634. December's up two at 1642. In overnight trade, December corn's up a half at 417. November soybeans up 3.5 at 1010. July new crop wheat currently down a penny and three quarters, 537 a bushel. Just a quick snapshot on where the numbers stand as we roll our way into a Thursday trade session. I am Farm Director Pam Yonke.
WRJN Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly sunny skies today with highs in the low to mid-60s. For tonight, a few isolated showers, mainly late, otherwise mostly cloudy with lows in the upper 50s. A stray shower possible on Friday, otherwise mostly cloudy and mild with highs in the low 70s. Right now, 53 degrees.
I'm not like really worried about dying though. Like, I'm not afraid to die. I'm not trying to be tough. Like, I'm not afraid to die. But, like, I'm actually, like, looking forward to my funeral, which sounds kind of weird, because, like, I just like to have fun, you know? And I'm going to have fun with my funeral. Because I think you should. Like, it's your last party on Earth, you know? And it's like, I think you should, like, spice it up. You know, like, I've got a couple things I'm going to do. First thing I'm going to do for my funeral is I'm going to have, like, a chunk of money and send it off to some random celebrity and have them show up at my funeral. Like, save up, like, $5,000 just for this, you know? And be like, here's $5,000, and mail it off to some celebrity, like John Stamos from Full House. Here's $5,000. All you have to do, keep the money, just fly to my funeral, show up, cry, and leave. That's it. That's all you have to do. Just show up, cry. That's it. You don't have to talk to anybody or anything. I just think it'd be great to see all my friends and family at the funeral, like, oh, my God, I can't believe he's dead, man. He's dead. It's just not right, man. It's just not right. Hey, is that John Stamos? What is he doing here? Did Nick know John Stamos? Oh my God, he's really crying. Were they brothers? Was Nick's last name Stamos?
That's a great idea, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Hire a celebrity to show up at your funeral. Cry. Don't have to talk to anybody. Just cry, and then you leave, and you keep the money.
I'm getting some ideas.
Yeah, give $5,000 to somebody. Somebody will do it. You know, not all these celebrities are, you know, Tom Cruise or anything. Some mm-hmm. people are hard on their, you know, luck. They need some money. And maybe I'll hire, like, J-Lo to come to my funeral and just start crying. Did Don marry? Was that one of his wives, J-Lo? Is that what? Why is she at his funeral? What a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking to Rory Graves. She is the author of Haunted Racine. And before the break, we were talking about some asylums. We got the Taylor Orphanage, Asylum and Orphanage. Oh, I hate that word, asylum. An orphanage. Then we talked about the one where Woodman's is now.
Mm-hmm.
And you said there was a third one. Racine was the city of asylums? What was going on here?
Sunnyrest, which is a really creepy name, in my opinion. They actually called it Sunnyrest Tuberculosis Sanatorium, which is just as bad as asylum. Those names just give you the chills. And they weren't as bad back then, but nowadays.
But that's where people went when they had tuberculosis.
Mm-hmm.
They rested it out, whatever they did. They got away because it was highly contagious.
Mm-hmm.
And they went to these places and they got out of it when they were all done.
Yep, as long as they survived, which is unfortunate because a lot of people did not survive tuberculosis, especially in the early days. This sanatorium opened up in November 1913. And was closed by 1962 when they kind of got that epidemic under control in the area. But that was a good chunk of time that it was open.
Where was it?
It was kind of like right behind the High Ridge Hospitals. So it was on that same property, most likely where part of Pritchard Park nowadays.
Because what on my list here was the High Ridge Shopping Center, which mm-hmm. is where Kmart was. They had a Asian buffet there. I think Home Depot's in the area now, right around. So that's what we're talking about, that area?
Yep. All in the same chunk of land. All of that, which is just crazy to me.
Yes, because there's a little lake there, right, where Culver's is.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife told me the story. Now that it's come, now you mention it, that there was a home there, the rest home,
mm-hmm.
was right there on the property where the shopping center is. Yeah, because she mentioned that to me. One day we're eating, you know, in the car at Culver's. I want to tell you about this place where the nuts hung out. What do you think? I'm eating lunch. What do you think? I don't want to hear about an asylum when I'm eating lunch. But it was right in front of that lake.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and the stories they've got around there are great. Actually, Ron Helmick, founder of Racine Paranormal Investigators.
Yeah, I've had him in here, yeah.
Yeah, he used to work at that Kmart before it shut down, and he said things would fly off the shelves when nobody was around, and they would hear things crash and come around the corner and see nothing out of amiss. But some of the other employees also had experiences where Christmas music would just start blasting when they were closing down for the night. They had other incidences where carts would just start rolling around the area. It's crazy. I used to go there when I was a kid and go to the Little Caesars and get lunch.
Yeah, Little Caesars was in there. You know, here's the problem. I never see any of this stuff go on. And I talk to people who claim they have seen it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'm like, you know, the people from Missouri, you know what their slogan is? It's the show me state. When you know, I don't believe it. So show me. Mm-hmm. And that's when I believe something. Yeah, just show it to me. Let me see something go on. I don't know if I can handle it once I see it. I think I'll be in an asylum once I see it. But people swear these things go on.
Yeah.
And you look at them and they look to me like they're telling the truth.
Mm-hmm.
But why don't I see them? Like my sister-in-law. I'm going to tell this story. She speaks to the dead. She speaks to the dead. She can hear them. And one day she comes up, and I don't want to hear it. I tell her, I don't want to hear any of your stories because I don't believe this stuff. Just keep it to yourself.
Yeah.
And this is my first wife. And she, her sister comes up and says, I have to speak to Don right away. And he says, well, he didn't want to talk about this stuff. And she says, no, this is important. She says, I spoke to your aunt, but she said she's not really your aunt. And I said, aunt, but she's not. Uh-oh, I have an Aunt Lil,
mm-hmm.
aunt who passed away, but she was my grandmother's friend. We just called her Aunt Lil because she was always hanging around and, you know, she was part of the family, Aunt Lil. I said, now go on. She said, she is your guardian angel. And she said, something bad is going to happen, but don't panic and don't worry about it. It will all come out okay.
Wow.
And I said, can you tell me about it? She goes, she didn't tell me much more than that.
Mm-hmm.
A few weeks later, something at this radio station I worked at, something really came down bad with one of the employees and accusations all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out it was nothing. And she, but anyway, it was people in the station were kind of upset about it because she was making these wild accusations against everybody. Not about me in particular, but about, you know, everybody in the building.
Yeah.
And nothing happened. She just drifted away and she went on the Home Shopping Network and hosted that for years. But nothing happened of it. And I told my boss this, and he said, I want to speak to this sister-in-law of yours
mm-hmm.
because everything she said really happened. Now, do I believe it? No. But to come up and say your aunt, who's not really your aunt,
mm-hmm.
came up with this story, and she said, something's going to happen, but don't worry, everything will work out. And it was, and after everything worked out, I said, you know, I'm going to tell you a story, Bill.
Yeah, after it worked out.
He said, well, I got to talk to you. I said, no, you're not talking to her. But she never gave readings for anybody in the family or children.
Mm-hmm.
No children, no family. And, but she said this one she had to talk to me about.
Mm-hmm.
Do I believe it? No. Do I believe it's a coincidence? Yeah. But I don't know.
A heck of a coincidence, though.
What a coinkidink. All right, let's talk about some more haunted places in Racine that we can go to and see.
Yeah, absolutely. One of my favorites is actually out in the county in Rochester. It's known as Chances. They're a supper club now.
I've been there so many times. I've eaten there.
Oh, fantastic food, right?
And that's been around since the horse and buggy age, that place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They actually originally started as a boarding house and tavern. And this settler, Levi Godfrey, originally established it as a tavern and boarding house because it's pretty close to Highway 20. So this was a main thoroughfare for people traveling through Wisconsin before it even was a state. And they had a plank road that was about where Highway 20 is now. And because this was such a hot spot that people would stop, they had one of Wisconsin's first political conventions there. They called it Godfrey's Convention, and Gilbert Knapp, the founder of Racine, Wisconsin, was also there during that convention. But it is one of the oldest bars in the area, and there are 7 ghosts, supposedly, on premises. 7, which is crazy.
Now, I've been there, and the upstairs, you can't go upstairs, more of a storage area upstairs above it, but you can see it. You can see it's old, and on the menu, they give the stories of this place, Chances. It's a great restaurant. I've been there a million times. It's a wonderful restaurant and bar, and now I know things maybe I shouldn't know.
I actually did get a chance to go up to that second floor. And that's where they have their famed springboard ballroom floor.
Yes, yes.
Which apparently, they can never host parties up there because you can just hear every footstep way too well downstairs. That the springboard was nice back in the day, but now it's kind of, you know, aged and everything gets really loud. But that also means when nobody is up there, and they hear footsteps.
Uh-oh. Who's dancing?
Who's dancing on the ballroom floor? And that might just be the lady in green. Supposedly, there is a woman in green who inhabits the second floor, who may have been a lady of the night, who was in love with a Civil War soldier who inhabits the first floor, and their two planes never cross.
You know, maybe I shouldn't be hearing these stories now because I got to go home later. And I think it's cloudy outside. I wouldn't mind on a beautiful summer day. Hold on. We're talking to Rory Graves from Haunted Racine. Now, these are stories we didn't talk about last time, so that's pretty neat. Haunted Racine, more with Rory coming up in just a moment. But first, do you know, we're right in the middle of our foodie flash sale here at Big Deals at WRJN. Just Brew It has comfort in a cup for you every day of the week. Step into a warm fall-themed lounge where every sip feels like home and the air is filled with the scents of the season like caramel apple, pumpkin spice. Just Brew It has all the flavors that make chilly days warm and satisfying. Now go to WRJN.com and look for the Big Deals banner because you can get this deal by buying $20 worth of certificates for $10. Now, I spent about an hour early this morning doing the math on this, and it's half price, I figured out. I had a brand new calculator, so I figured it out. You spend $10, you get $20. That's half price, right? It's half price, right? Okay, good. So make sure I got it right there. Okay, $20 for $10. Now, the only way to get this deal is to go to WRJN.com at the Big Deals banner, and you can only do it from now till 9 o'clock, and that's it. Then it's all gone. So check it out before 9, all right?
Something new is waking up Racine, the new cafe where elevated brunch and lunch classics meet a bold Mexican twist. Think fluffy, delicious pancakes, crave-worthy breakfast tacos, the daring triple threat, a menu designed to wow. Pair it with signature coffee, and you've got more than a meal. You've got an experience. Upscale, energetic, and full of heart, they're a gathering place where neighbors, friends, and visitors feel at home. The new cafe. Taste the city vibe right here at 600 Main Street, downtown Racine.
Are your walls looking tired, faded, or just ready for a change? Give your home the refresh it deserves with Anton Painting and Decorating, your neighborhood painter you can trust. Jeff and his professional team bring precision, care, and the perfect colors to make every room feel brand new. Living rooms, bedrooms, kitchens, hallways, they handle it all. Call Anton Painting and Decorating today at 262-939-4244 and brighten your home with a flawless finish you'll love. Anton Painting and Decorating, your neighborhood painter.
Need cash now? AmeriCash Loans has you covered. Getting cash is quick and easy. AmeriCash Loans is a state-licensed lender with convenient Wisconsin locations. Visit us in Kenosha at 6430 Green Bay Road or apply online. Call now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.net. That's AmeriCashLoans.net.
Restrictions may apply.
Fall has arrived, and Ferraro's serves up the flavors to kick off the season the right way. For over 50 years, Ferraro's has been the local go-to for classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, and calzones. This October, dig into the Bratwurst Pizza, loaded with bratwurst, a beer cheese base, sauerkraut, red onions, cheddar cheese, and topped with a savory brown mustard drizzle. It's sure to satisfy your lunch or dinner craving. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Congratulations to the Milwaukee Brewers playing in the National League Championship Series. This matchup with LA being referred to as David versus Goliath.
That's baseball, so respect this team.
Manager Murph knows there's some magic brew running through this team.
This group's come together all season.
From Yelly's power at the plate to clutch pitching, your local station for the Brewers in October, 99.9 FM, 1400 AM, WRJN.
We're scaring you out of your jammies this morning. We're talking to Rory Graves, author of Haunted Racine. By the way, where can people get this book? I've seen it in different places.
Yeah, absolutely.
The Historical Society sells it right over here.
Yeah. Yep. And also Racine Art Museum, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and some Walgreens around the area.
Oh, that's right. They do. They have a local book section there. Yeah, I've seen it there. There's a whole series of books for Wisconsin and so forth. Mm-hmm. And this was there, Haunted Racine. I did see it there. It's a great book. And it's an easy read, too. You go right, you don't goof around. You go right to the ghosts. Right to
absolutely.
Right to the where the haunted. You want to pick out a place?
Sure.
Pick out a place for me. Then I have some in case you want, but you pick out your place.
All right. So one of my favorite places, it's got to be the Bell City Opera House.
Now, where was that? Oh, I know where the opera. It's on Main Street.
Mm-hmm.
I have a picture of it in my living room, a drawing we bought. It's right where Econoprint is now, I think. There's a parking lot there, an empty lot.
Oh, different opera house.
Oh, that's a different opera house?
Yeah.
Okay, then I don't have a picture of it.
Chapter 1, and actually it's on 6th Street in College.
Okay.
So pretty close, stone's throw away, honestly. And it now is the building that used to have the YMCA and Red Cross Drug Company in it. So this one, when I went there, was still, they had Social on 6th, which was owned by Joan Rory, Perennial Soaps, Long Shot Vinyl, and Roberta's. The businesses have changed up a little. I think Dragon Pit Barbecue is now occupying there.
Yeah.
But this whole entire opera house burned to the ground in 1884. Which was 2 years after it was built. And they still have no idea what caused the fire. Some people think it was intentional. Some people think it just happened because it was an old building. They had gas lamps. These sorts of things do happen. But it happened around midnight when two explosions rocked the building. And everyone came running to the opera house just to see people pouring out of the doors. It was a hotel above, so there were lots of people in their pajamas running away. And crazy enough, there were almost no casualties, despite the fact that it was a packed house. However, on the fourth floor, there was the servants' quarters, which the rafters caved in on almost immediately after this happened. It was the first area to get cut off from the rest of the hotel. And one housekeeper died during the fire. The other two people who supposedly died in the fire were a husband and wife acting team that had been doing the opera. And that was Jenny and Russell Glover. And those two, legend has it, although no one would actually know, that Jenny didn't want to go out in her night clothes, so she had to get dressed before she left the hotel. And that is supposedly why they both perished in the fire. But they did actually find their bodies a couple days later, and they were still embracing each other. Just in the ruins of this opera house.
They're not still walking around there, are they?
Supposedly they are. And I know if you talk to the Over Our Head players at that 6th Street Theater.
Right, because I go there. Is that where it is?
They've got some stories.
Because we go there to see shows at the 6th Street Theater.
Oh, yeah. We just went to go see Lizzie there, and it was fantastic.
We saw Misery there.
That was another good. Excellent one.
The actress who played the lead there, she was so creepy. Because she's supposed to be playing the Kathy Bates role. And at one point, I was sitting in the first row all the way to the side, and she made eye contact with me. And I went, ooh. I jumped. I said, ooh, don't look at me. There's stories, even in Chicago, Well, we saw Jersey Boys. I forget what the Oriental. I'm trying to remember the theater we saw it in. It used to be the Iroquois Theater.
Yeah.
And that burned to the ground, too. And hundreds of people. They lined the bodies of the alleyway with all the people because this was when fire laws weren't like they are today.
Oh, yeah.
And these people, during a performance, the curtain caught fire. And when that happened, it was just blazes everywhere. But the theater's still there today.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to believe there's stories with that Iroquois Theater.
I'm sure there are.
And then there was the Iroquois, I think it was the Iroquois boat that went over. Remember the one that overturned in Chicago? It had all the workers from General Electric.
Oh, yeah, I do recall.
I think that was called the, was that the, well, I hope it wasn't called the Iroquois, because I'd never name anything Iroquois after that.
That it's was, like a Titanic.
Yeah, that was the boat that flipped. And they had all the, because everybody went to go see something, and they went to one side of the ferry, and the ferry all flipped, and all the workers from General Electric, a lot of them were just, they were killed. The ferry ended on top of them. You looking them up?
Yeah, I was trying, but.
What the name of that boat?
I can't find it.
Wow, I thought it was Iroquois. I hope not, because I would never want to use that name for anything else. All right, we have time for one more. Give us a good story here in Racine. Now, we talked about this last time, but it's something people can relate to because they see it on Main Street, the Masonic Temple.
Yes, they're going to be...
Look at that smile that came on her face when I said Masonic Temple.
They're going to be doing a podcast called Haunted Racine there pretty soon. I think October 24th. So I'm looking forward to listening to that myself.
You did that with the Racine County Eye? Is that a different one?
Yeah, Racine County Eye is the one that's putting it on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not involved, but I'm excited to listen to it.
Yeah, Denise is here all the time from Racine County Eye.
Yeah, Ron Helmick and Wendy Spencer, and she is the caretaker of the building. And when I went with her through the Masonic Temple for the research for this book, she had so many stories. Just stories upon stories.
Well, it's an old building. Mm-hmm. A lot went on there. And just the name Masonic Temple kind of gives you a feel.
Oh, yeah. And the inside is absolutely gorgeous.
We saw Mel Torme perform there. When they stopped using the Christmas House for Cancer for the performances, they used them there. And Mel Torme appeared on stage there. And this guy wrote the Christmas song and a lot of other songs. And he performed there in their theater at the Masonic Temple.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've seen like a circus performance that just a photograph of circus performance on their stage. And they're... theater like area. It's really cool. But they think that Henry Durand, along with a couple other people, most likely haunt this building. And one of the most interesting ones to me is Funston, who was the architect of the temple side of the Masonic Temple. And when Wendy was going through with a medium one day, the medium said that she could hear this man. He was a kind of toity guy and had a scrunched face. And she's like, he's mad. And Wendy said, why is this man mad? What's his name? She's like, I'm not sure, but he built this place. And he says you covered up his door. And Wendy was like, we have not covered any doors anywhere around here. And they racked their brains trying to think of it. And finally, she realized they covered a door on the bottom of the stage, just like a little trap door. And apparently, Funston was upset about that. And they believe his presence kind of just ramps up whenever they're making changes in the buildings. And he's just got this kind of oppressive, like, irritated energy. So he's one of my favorites.
Did they cover anything up?
Yeah, they covered a trapdoor on the stage when
they
were.
Oh, they did? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, I believe they put carpet over it. And apparently he was mad about that. But Henry Durand, the other supposed haunt of the building, is known to be really friendly and protective. And he had a bunch of daughters. And so he is known to hang around with younger women and be protective over them, just because he's like that dad figure.
And that's Durand Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
Henry Durand. Durand yep. Mansion. We heard about Durand.
And he also was in the Christmas House, too. So
the Christmas House for Cancer, which is right across the street.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful mansion.
It's gorgeous.
I think it was used for nurses at the hospital. They would stay there. It's like a rooming house for nurses and so forth. Is that what it's used for today? Do you know?
No. Today it's used as a venue. So it used to be a bed and breakfast, but now they do private parties and things like that.
Yeah. Beautiful mansion right there on the lake.
Yeah.
Gorgeous right on Main Street. Well, thank you for coming in again.
Thank you for having me.
I don't know if I can continue the next hour now. Because this building's not, the radio station's 100, just about 100 years old, but the building's not that old. But some of the places we used to broadcast. Thank you. Rory Graves, Haunted Racine. You want to get the book? You can get it at venues around like the, you said the Art Museum, RAM?
Art Museum, RAM, Heritage Museum.
And bookstores.
Mm-hmm.
You get it online too if you want?
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, everybody can get everything online.
Yeah, Amazon's got everything.
But go right to a local place and buy it. That's nice too. Thank you, Rory.
Thank you.
And thanks for helping us win that award. I do appreciate it. We got our big first place award from the Wisconsin Broadcasters, thanks to Rory. Thank you, Rory Graves. It's 8 o'clock on the noggin. Let's check our news and what's going on.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
Local news and timeless hits,
Kenosha.
And WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Trump says yes, he's authorized covert CIA operations in Venezuela, and he's explained his motive to wealthy donors. Details from the White House and Weijia Jiang.
Hosting a dinner last night, President Trump joked about going fishing off the coast of Venezuela. In recent weeks, his administration has announced five strikes on boats off its coast.